Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Tim Wheeler, the environmental reporter, one of them, at least at the Baltimore Sun. Tim, interesting things going on in terms of the chicken industry and making the bay as clean as we can and dealing with the interesting chemical interactions that go on. Bring us up to date on where we are on that.
Of course, we have a very large chicken industry, poultry industry in the state of Maryland, and it produces hundreds of millions of chickens a year. They also produce hundreds of millions of pounds of manure, which is used primarily by farmers over there to raise their crops. It's fertilizer. The conflict, you know, with the bay comes in the fact that the bay is suffering from an overdose of plant nutrients, if you will, phosphorus and nitrogen, which feed all those algae blooms in the dead zone, which makes life difficult for fish and oysters and crabs in the bay. Crops like corn and soybeans that are grown on the eastern shore primarily to feed the chickens use less of the phosphorus than is in the manure, and so it has gradually been building up in the soils. Once it gets saturated in the soil when it rains, it runs right off. Or some of it does, and the state was trying to figure out a way to address that. So what they did was they developed a new tool, a method for analyzing how much phosphorus is in the soil, and the state was trying this year to make it a regulation that that new tool had to be used. Indications are it would have restricted the application of manure for fertilizer on a great number of farm fields, particularly on the eastern shore. Perhaps as many as 80% of the fields over there already have as much phosphorus as they can hold or are close to it.
Probably people in general know that phosphorus is a big issue, but you wonder why we would have gotten right on the brink of this and then have the state pull back. Didn't they know what impact this would have?
The state was attempting to get this new rule, this new requirement in place in time for the fall planting season before the end of the year. Farmers take off their summer crops and then they plant another crop usually in the fall for harvesting in the spring. Because things were changing, there's great uncertainty, and it wasn't clear where you would be able to put your manure, that suddenly the whole system was, according to the Farm Bureau, was getting gummed up. Farmers were suddenly saying, I'm not sure I'm going to take your manure. The companies that clean out the chicken houses were saying, I'm not sure I'm going to do it because I don't know where I'm going to be able to put it as to sell it. And so there was a great concern that this was going to basically cause the whole machinery of the poultry industry to come grinding to a halt. So they were appealing for the state to take a few more years, up to four, really, to put this in place so they could work out, you know, where this new rule was going to limit their use of manure and where they might be able to use it, you know, alternatively.
Even the ecology world has said, well, okay, this probably had to happen. At least we're encouraged to hear that the new form of this regulation will be in some way stronger, and so we're happy about that.
Sure, yeah, there was a balanced response from environmental groups. They were frustrated, disappointed were the words that they used, that this issue wasn't going to be addressed this year. It's been something that's been known out there for going on 20 years. But the state has committed to trying to rework the regulation and to get it in place maybe a year from now, not the four that the Farm Bureau had originally asked for. There were some issues that the environmental groups had with the regulation, too. It was a little fuzzy in some areas, and there was actually even one loophole in it, they said, that would allow a farmer under certain circumstances, even if their soil was overloaded with phosphorus, to keep using manure. So they wanted to get that out of there and to clean up the language a bit, and the state has said they'll look at that as well.
Tim, many, many thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
For Tim Wheeler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.